Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Chris Daniels.
Oh, wonderful. You know what? There is no God like our God. That'd be great if the recording just stopped there. Pastor Chris at Kingdom Faith says there is no God like our God. Well, there isn't. I mean, there is no God anywhere. You read all the books if you want to, but let me save you some time. There's no God anywhere that actually offers relationship, friendship, even as much as lordship. You know, most of the belief systems, religions, whatever, around the world actually will talk about there being something out there that just sets things in motion. There's fate that just, it was meant to happen and all that. And no responsibility for our own lives whatsoever. But you know what? We have a God who revealed himself as Father and a Lord that wants to direct our paths. And sometimes people who are with a religious mindset can look at that and think, you know, my footpath is set by God. He wants to direct my path because he is in charge. And if anything happens, exterminate. But no. Actually, he's interested in your life. He's excited about your life. Now, this morning, we've got excited about his life. Yeah. But actually, he's excited about your life. And he is thrilled because he knows when you start to walk with him, your best days are way ahead of you. And you might have had some pretty good days in the past. Well, let me tell you that the best days are coming for you because you've got a God who isn't just remote and doesn't want to know you. We've got a God who revealed himself as Father and wants to know you and is excited about your life. Now, wow, really? I mean, that's pretty good, isn't it? Yeah. I want to read one of my favourite bits from the whole Bible, and it's in a little book called Titus. And it's in chapter 3, and I'm reading it from the truth so you can understand it. Okay? And it says this. Oh, by the way, if you're really good at... have you got them there? I've got...
Yes. Yeah,
thank you. I'm just wondering, actually. We'll get started already. I think over there, you're listening really well. Okay? And I think, actually, down here... You were listening quite well as well then. Right, yes. You've been. You've misquoted me once already. Oh, God. Maybe if you choose on that, there'll be less interruptions. But when our God and Saviour's kindness and love were revealed, he saved us. Not by any works of our self-righteousness, but through his own mercy. Remember, mercy is not getting what you do deserve. He saved us by washing away our past and giving us a new birth, by making us new. Yeah. I think some of us could do with being made new. Some of us already have. Hallelujah. Well, most of us have. Through the Holy Spirit that he poured out on us abundantly. Yeah. That's a really long word. Really long word. So I just couldn't resist that one. You were just sitting there so well. Right. So, abundantly is just an amazing word. I just love it because it's just so abundant. It just, that's a really good definition, but it bounces that word. It's just big. And the Holy Spirit came upon us with abundance. Yeah. You know, don't be sitting there today thinking, oh, they're more anointed than me, or they've got more of the Holy Spirit than me. I tell you what, if you've just got a little tiny mini egg version of the Holy Spirit, you've got so much Holy Spirit. You could have a little bit, a tiny bit of God in your end of your little finger. You've got more than the enemy could ever throw at you. You know what? I mean, go for more than that, eh? But you've got enough already. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, God. So we are made. Oh, this is nice. No, it's not. It's great. So we are made completely acceptable to God by His grace. That's where you are given something you don't deserve, which just happened just now. But and we have become heirs with the expectation of eternal life. This is the word of truth on which you can depend. That is awesome. There are people out there somewhere, people around who are trying to make sense of their lives, trying to order their lives around all sorts of different ideas and things, trying to maybe be acceptable to someone or something. And yet, because of what we celebrate today, it has already been done.
Yes, that's good.
That because Jesus died on the Thursday and rose 3 days later on the Sunday, because He took everything of our sin and grubbiness and selfishness, and He took that down with Him, and then He raised up without it, you, by trusting in that news, can be made completely acceptable to God. Now, I know what it's like to be unacceptable, because I was rejected at birth and I had to be adopted. And I had to sort of start again with being accepted. And I've always struggled with being accepted. But I believe the truth. The truth says I am completely and totally acceptable and therefore accepted to God. And so the rest of you, I don't bother too much, really. You can think what you like.
That's right.
Which you do, so it's fine, it works. You're far too old, Ewan, but you seem to be sitting there, you know, nicely. And we're not just made acceptable. Here it says, you are made, we are made completely acceptable to God. All the good things we've tried to do to make ourselves better so that God will love us are worth nothing. Trying to get God to love you through your own actions, through your own goodness, trying to do this, it's worth nothing. And yet, even if you've tried to do all that, the good news is that He has already made you acceptable. So you can actually carry on now and do lots of good stuff and change the world, because He's already made you acceptable. We're not here to change the world. We're not here to give into an offering, to raise a building, to see things happen so that God will love us. He already does. We're not doing all those things to make ourselves acceptable to God. Two terms of college and they're still listening. But He has made us completely acceptable already. And now because we're acceptable to Him, now because we are right with Him, we can just go and do it.
Yeah.
We can go and make that building work. We can go and see all sorts outside the walls. We can go and change this town, change this world upside down. Hallelujah. Not to gain favor, but because we're giving favor. Amen?
Yes.
Anyone in the house?
Yeah.
One or two? I just want to read a bit from Colossians. You were spiritually dead because of your unforgiven sins, because that old sinful nature had not been cut away. But then God brought you to life with Christ. He forgave all your sins, and I love this, and cancelled the written code of rules and regulations that were impossible for you to keep and only consigned you to failure and defeat. Jesus removed this code by nailing it to the cross. You see, that was exciting, but maybe you didn't get it. How many of you, maybe when you were younger, you read through the Bible or you look at the Bible, it just looks like a big book of dry rules. And you kind of think, I'll never manage to do any of that. Well, if you read the Bible and think, I'll never manage to do all that, you've got it. You've caught on. You see, people all around the world are trying to do different religions and even turn Christianity into some kind of religion by making you obey this rule and that rule. But Jesus nailed that to the cross. In another translation, it actually says that he nailed the long list of sins that you have done, nailed it to the cross. That's quite powerful as well, isn't it? Everything you'd ever done and everything you're ever going to do gets nailed to the cross. Well, actually, who got nailed to the cross? Jesus. Somebody knew the answer to that one. There you go. Eileen's been after an egg all morning. It's all been wiped away. And Jesus proved that he worked because he rose 3 days later. And the same power that rose Christ from the grave is available for you. It is in you right now. Hallelujah. So it's good news. The reason they call it good news is firstly because it's news, and secondly because it's
good.
Yeah. It's actually good news. Hallelujah. Therefore, he also disarmed the demonic powers and authorities that oppose us. No more going around saying, oh, the devil's really got me under now. The devil's really got me. No, none of that anymore. People use that as an excuse to shirk responsibility for their lives, you know. No more of that, because Jesus has dealt with the enemy. He has dealt with everything the enemy could ever throw at you. You're free.
Yes.
You're forgiven.
Amen.
You've been washed away. You've not been washed away. I know Paul's wishing I would. Your sins, all your past failures, bad habits, bad decisions, the effects of all been washed away. You're being made completely clean. You've been made right with God. You've been made acceptable to God. Why? Because of lots of good things that you've done? No, because you'll never manage it. You'll never do enough to get all that. What you do is that one step in front of the other. I believe, and I make another step, and I believe again. A personal relationship with the living God. So it says here, for in him, in Jesus, the complete revelation of who God is has come to us in human form. Everything that God is, we can see in Jesus. We just need to look at Jesus and he will show us in a human form what God is like. And God is awesome. Jesus is awesome. And his life lives in me.
Amen.
Lives in most of you. He has raised you up. When he raised up, we got raised up into new life. And we're not going to jump around in this place and get excited because of a myth. This day and age, we can buy Easter eggs from January. We're not jumping around because chocolate is now available. We are jumping around and excited and singing the words over and over and over that he is risen, he is risen, he is risen, because he is. And therefore we are risen.
Yes.
No longer are we down and under, but we're up and over. Amen. No more up and unders. We are over. We are up. We are the head and not the tail. Because of what Jesus did. Because of the blood of Jesus shed for us, shed for everybody. There are Muslims all around the world now seeing visions of Jesus. We've got one baptized into our church, saw a vision of Jesus. You say, what about other religions? Jesus appearing to people in them too. And he's bringing them out of them. Yes. He's bringing them out. You know, even the first commandment that says that, you know, you have the Lord your God, the one God, it says to us, he's the one that freed you out of Egypt. The first commandment in the old law is about freedom and liberty. This is why we get a bit excited. Not just that Chris has brought chocolate, because you didn't know that. No, he is risen. And the power and the force of him being risen is awesome. That 2,000 years later, there are so many of us just enjoying the presence of God in our lives, enjoying fellowship together, enjoying just a good time, because Jesus has set us free. Not into religion, but out of it, into freedom. That's worth celebrating. In fact, I'm going to have a chocolate now. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Father God, I want to thank you that your news is both news and it's good. Yes. I want to thank you, Father God, that it's changed my life. Because eternity is settled in my heart, the rest of my life is sorted as well. My path towards that, you've just set me free from so much. And I know that's the case for so many people here. And I want to thank you that we're walking into ever-increasing amounts of freedom as we're understanding what it does. As we're understanding what it means for our lives, we're walking into greater and greater levels of freedom. I want to thank you that the truth of the word says that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. I want to thank you that where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. I want to thank you that the Holy Spirit is inside of me. Therefore, I have liberty living inside of me. I want to thank you, Father God, that you have done it all, that it is finished, that the complete work on the cross was complete. It was perfect. Yeah. And that is available for us today. Father, forgive us when we get short-sighted in our lives. That when we look at situations and we look at different things that we're living with and around, we start to look at the problems. But Lord, you are the solution. And that what you have placed in us is incredible wisdom and strength and resilience that you've placed inside of us to push through in every circumstance. So this morning, we just want to fasten our eyes again afresh on you, Lord Jesus. Not on the cross, not in the grave, but ascended, yes. Risen, Lord yes. Jesus. We want to get our eyes into a New Testament frame of mind, to a frame of mind where you are risen. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.